Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Sit nice and comfortably, either on a chair, on the edge of your bed, on the floor, on the yoga block. Hold yourself with dignity, with power. Hold yourself as the best version of yourself, available for this meditative experience. Make sure you won't be disturbed. If you need to turn your phone on flight mode, please do this now. Make sure that you're in a place that is safe for you to close your eyes and let go. This meditation will be in two parts. The first part will be a vibrational meditation, a meditation for transcendence, where we will use a sound to go beyond the idea of who we are, to go beyond our ego, our thoughts, our ideas, and the illusion that we are these thoughts, or that we are a set of past circumstances. You're way more than that, as you'll experience today. In the second part, I will give you a thought, something to contemplate on. And so I would like you to take a buffer of time after this meditation so that you don't hop on to your next to-do list item, but you take your time in this beautiful, calm energy, in this space that you create when you meditate. Let go of all expectations. Let go of yearnings for any kind of experience. Be here, present, now. You're sitting still, and there's nothing more important to do than just sit and listen. Trust your instincts. Trust your ability to experience. Let go of your desires. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Now, I will start introducing a vibration. This will be our anchor for today's meditation. It's very soft now, but you'll start hearing it in a bit. And when you start hearing it, place your focus, your attention as gently as possible on that vibration, and keep it there during the entirety of the meditation. When you find yourself lost in thoughts, don't judge the thoughts, don't judge yourself for thinking, simply go back as gently and effortlessly as you can on the vibration, putting it back in the foreground of your mind. At some point, the vibration will disappear, and I would like you to let it resonate in your own heart, in your mind, keep it alive for at least a few extra moments, approximately 1 minute. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go, let it float away. As you get reacquainted to the sensations in your own body, you may take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Stay there. Appreciate what you've just created. A moment of stillness, a moment of peace. Before I leave you, I would like to share a passage by Lao Tzu from the Tao Te Ching. And I would like you to contemplate on that thought and maybe journal about it later. He says, I quote, "The excellence of water appears in its benefiting all things, and in its occupying, without striving, the low place which all men dislike." The excellence of water appears in its benefiting all things. And so when you're asking yourself, who am I? What is my purpose? Ask yourself, what is your duty? Who must you serve? Your own excellence will come just like the water when you start benefiting more than for you, more than you, more than yourself, more than your family even. What will you do today to serve the world? Seems like a very difficult question to ask, and we will seek a very complex answer, but it is not. If you just smile to your neighbor, it's contagious. Think about it, contemplate about it, and journal about it. Let me know in the comments below how this resonates with you. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.